One September day, I took a trip to a cemetery with my baby girl. Megan had been born in the spring, and I'd spent less time with her than I should have. The day after my wife and I brought her home from the hospital, I was in court starting a grueling gang murder trial. It had been the same way when my son Connor was born 2 years earlier. Two murder trials the month before and another a month after. The ceremonies of birth sadly surrounded by those of death. But at the end of my daughter's first summer, I took a 2-month break to be with her and my son, while both were still fresh and new in the world. It was a time that would prove to be the most treasured of my life. Still, for any man who's ever had it in him to want to be a homicide prosecutor, every day falls in a bittersweet autumn. And death is never that far away, nor is work. It was an afternoon in Indian summer 1995, with all the brightness and ominous portent of the season. My son was with my wife, Patrice, my daughter with me. It was time to go someplace. As I write this, my daughter is 11 years old, still in childhood but leaning over the edge to see what's next. To drive her anywhere in a car is to be treated to a movie glimpsed on the letterbox screen of a rearview mirror, with the characters of school and softball and family and Girl Scouts and everything else in her life playing across the features of a young lady flush with the potential of creative observation. I have to force myself to remember her as she was on that day, not all that long ago, sleeping in the back seat, strapped and mute in a baby seat, turned away from me for safety's sake, when all I could see of her was a pink-blue hand that jerked occasionally with a bump or a turn. Right now, I couldn't get her in a car without a full accounting. Where are we going, and when are we going there, and when are we coming back, and do I really have to go? Back then, she didn't ask. Didn't care. The concept of going was still far beyond her. She was 3 years from knowing what her father did for a living, put bad men in jail. Another 3 years from knowing why he sometimes didn't come home at night. He's in a court and the judge is making him stay late. A few more from sitting with her mom and her brother in a courtroom, ringed by U.S. Marshals, watching a jury convict 3 young men charged by her dad with many murders. And, God willing, many years from knowing from her own experience, the feeling in the gut that would compel a person to get into a car and drive to a cemetery on a lovely day better suited to a long walk by a lake.